After Buzzers, it's week three, most memorable year, and we're talking thrills, chills, and tears. So get ready to discuss it all on tonight's after show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right. I want to just start by saying, hey, welcome back. And I also want to, tell you how happy I am to have you here.
I'm finally back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jules is
What's
in the building.
Hey guys, awesome to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Glad I could make it.
Yes.
We had a little problem with some scheduling times. Not my fault, guys.
No.
I was scheduled an hour earlier.
We're not gonna call any names
or
whatever, you know.
We're running out of time.
You're
anyway.
Very Jules live.
Also, we've got the beautiful Diva Darve all the way from
UK.
Guys. Hey,
I'm
babe.
Here from across the pond.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm Robin with the V, McSweeney.
And I'm Jules with the Z.
Hey. Let's just jump in because we're gonna go really fast. Most memorable year. This is when our couples, our dancers, give us insight on things we never really knew,
right,
or some that we might have known, but shed a little more light. You were there last night.
I was on set. Yeah, I was there. It was a really interesting vibe, especially the show opening. We had Val and Ginger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And you know, I'm gonna jump straight into it with Val and Ginger.
Let's
I thought
do it.
They were. I can't remember who said about the connection of the arms to the body. I felt like the routine was nice.
It was Lynn. Mm-hmm.
I felt like the routine was nice. I put it in my notes. It was really cute and sweet and warm. And it was a really nice side to see. And I thought the storyline was really beautiful with the family and her son and stuff. And her son, right?
Yeah,
and,
baby boy.
Yeah, right? And I just thought a couple of parts where she like reached for the camera, I just didn't feel like it was...
She should have just
all
done it a little harder.
Filled out week three, and she's got Val. Val knows how to train someone. You know, he's got a few Mirabals. So I thought it was safe for me. I thought it was safe. I thought actually a few people this week were playing quite safe
for week three.
But don't you think, Jules, given the fact that she had salsa and jive as her two previous dances, and then to have contemporary, that was quite a. She's done a really good job of putting on each hat. Because they are such, you know, those dances are miles apart. Do you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Correct. The story, though, was beautiful through the dance. That's what she was. She's a really good actress, actually. And
yeah.
I think, again, that was said last night, too. So I think it was actually really, you could see the story coming through the choreography, which was really beautiful.
Exactly.
I lift me one a little bit more. But am I saying that because we're used to such amazing routines constantly in the shows? Every season of the show, it steps up a notch and up a notch and up a notch.
Right.
So I'm constantly wanting more. I'm finding myself when I'm watching or seeing it.
Right.
You know?
And I hold Ginger as one of the stronger ones for me.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously what you said, the story was beautiful. And I think I was more captured by the story and contemporary. Like, that's a little tricky too, as Darvina was saying. So I loved it. It was warm. It was warm, and I think that's what grabbed
me. I literally wrote that down, too. It was warm.
So the judges gave them 21 out of 30, which matched their score from last week. Do you guys think that was fair? Sevens across the board.
I thought it was fair. Like I said, it was pretty safe for week three. But also, you know, guys, we have to remember that when you're doing these shows, we have to, as the professionals, we have to, it's like building blocks, you know? And so here's me criticizing, saying, well, I wanted more. As a viewer, I wanted more.
Right.
As a professional, I know the drill. And I know what we're doing. I know what you're doing about. You know, we have to keep building. We can't give the best contemporary week three, and keep building from there. We've got to gradually get there, you know. And you guys don't realize, but sometimes we're prepping the other weeks as well at the same time. And they've got a family and they've got a job and this and that. I mean...
And they're flying to New York as well, right? So it's not even like
right.
they're in LA. They're flying over to LA for the show,
yeah.
Doing, you know, camera block. I mean, there are a lot of professional, a lot of couples that are traveling this season,
yeah,
from my understanding.
Yeah, right.
Shauna
right. as well.
More than usual.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
So another, look, it was a beautiful opening. It was a really nice, warm We open. Keep using that warm. It was a warm, sunny day.
It's toasty.
In California.
It was really toasty.
And on set of Dance with the Stars. Yeah, warm and toasty. Toasty, you like that? Yeah, it's lovely, that.
Now, from toasty to a little more emotional side, we had Doug and Karina with the waltz that performed next. And I was snotty. The tears were flowing. It was very beautiful.
Instead, everyone was crying around me, and I mean, I like shed a little tear myself.
Did you, I mean, how did it feel being there watching that?
Everyone, it was like just silent, and literally like, I'm gonna call out, Erica was even crying next to me in BC, and it was like really emotional for the audience as well. The story was, I didn't even know, you know, I didn't even know that his mom just passed away on the same day.
Right.
And as soon as that, the ball dropped there, it was like, whoa, you've got to be joking to lose one parent and then lose the other straight away.
And for the only explanation to be, you know, dying of a broken
madly
heart. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that is just...
I mean, are we in Hollywood or what? I mean, that you can't make that up.
You can't.
I say that's like a movie. That was just like a movie itself.
I thought it was beautiful, and it showcased, you know, tragedy, yet, you know, something beautiful at the same time, a love story of his mom and his dad. And I enjoyed seeing
Anjanae. I just got chills because I'm thinking about...
I'm like shaking talking about it. I can't. But watching it, it really did something. It gave me goosebumps, and it made me feel for the moment that was taking place of him honoring his parents. And Anjanae, her voice is beautiful.
Oh, man, she performed beautiful.
Her voice is beautiful. So that whole, the musicality with the dance, everything was just beautiful. Even with him tripping, that little oopsie, like...
I didn't care about that.
It didn't matter.
It didn't bother me too badly.
It did not matter.
He just killed it. And I saw that Karina was talking on All Access about the rehearsal process, because how do you rehearse for that? It's so emotional. And she said that she broke it up into two parts. So she would do the technical side of the routine in one session and then focus on the emotion and getting that, because it's so hard with Most Memorable Week, because you're so emotional, but you don't want the emotion to take over the routine. So
exactly.
Finding that balance, I think, is extremely difficult. Wouldn't you say, Jules?
100%. I mean, even having like the time frame too. I mean, there's only so many Kleenex we can go through before we got to get the routine done. And I mean, I'm not making a making a joke, but it's like, damn, it is really emotional for these guys to relive and go through it and bring out the, because there's a lot of heartbreak and there's a lot of joy in these experiences. You know, it's beautiful and it's sad at the same time. And one thing I thought, guys, was that I connected with him straight away, and I carried that connection through that whole entire dance. And one of the things I wrote down was about Doug was he just stood out like a gentleman.
He did.
And he dealt with everything with such a manner and class, and he took control of the situation. I felt like he led her beautifully. Karina, oh, by the way, looked freaking phenomenal. Last
stunning
night. Wardrobe, beautiful. I mean, she always looks great, but I just made a note. I was like, yo, beautiful. But he just kind of really took held the situation well. Even when he tripped and fell over, couldn't care less, guys.
Right.
That's
and
the
he's
of a
lighter
true
on his feet. He's even lighter, more lighter on his feet
Karina's
than last
Curry
week.
Was really full on for Karina. He was having to guide her and turn her out there and in and around and back and down and up and here and there and out there and in there. And that's actually quite a lot to deal with. And with the song and with what's going on in your head, plus with the cameras, plus with the audience and the panel of judges, and then there's a lady singing over in the corner.
Right,
and then
right near you.
People crying, that they're crying because of your... I mean, God, just trying to manage that is quite a lot in itself.
I was very proud of him in this performance.
And he's so improved from week one to week three.
Yes.
Right.
It's exponential growth. Hello.
People
like,
didn't
I've
expect
not seen
that.
Anything like it.
People did not expect that growth, I don't think. But look, you've got Karina, and you've got someone who's working hard, and he is a professional what he does too, like everyone is, but he has a bit of that coordination that's in the body from something from, you know, his profession. So
right.
You can see that, and it's coming across now. And I feel like he's got the first couple of weeks out, and maybe this week it's like the weight off the shoulders.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, I'm here to go. That's rock and roll.
Exactly.
Like, we're going to see that more next week.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't expect for him to get sevens all across the board. I wanted him to get sevens all across the board, but I knew Lynn was going to throw in a little Hello, wild card. So, 2 7
and I've got something to say about that with Len later on when we get to Mark. But I agreed with the scores.
20 out of 30. And yeah. I couldn't be more
Great
proud
job.
To witness his growth like that.
For sure.
Next, we had Kim and Sasha with the Foxtrot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guys.
Took it back to 1976.
So this set, sorry, I was trying to take photos and stuff last night, but my phone was literally dying, and I was, like, trying to save it to tweet and stuff. But the full-on set, you should have seen all the set moving in with that. Was unbelievable. The manpower in and out so
How
quick.
Many guys did you have and gals around?
There must have been about 12 getting the in and out.
Mm.
There must
and how
be
long
about,
was the commercial break? Do you remember?
2 minutes. There was
wow.
a short one because I remember I had to go to the bathroom. And I couldn't leave yet.
No,
so,
I thought she was going to be on roller skates. I saw
yeah,
her on roller skates, but then her performance, she didn't have roller skates.
Well, I'm glad she wasn't on roller skates.
I don't know
skates.
How she was going to do it.
She's not dancing with the roller stars. So, you know, that would be...
But they show her in it.
Starlight Express. Wrong show. But... And you know what was beautiful was she stood behind a door and I could see her right in front of me. And I met Kim a few weeks ago at Paige's birthday, and she's such an awesome, beautiful person.
Good spirit.
Inside and out. Yeah, and I saw her. She was really tired at the dinner, and I was like, come on, wake up. You got to come out with us. And I saw her before she was like, look, I've got a lot of energy. I'm like,
look at me.
Yes, you're going to kill it. I can't wait. And she stood before she opened the door. And you can't see her on camera. She just goes, and I knew when she took that breath and just went, and then... Open that door.
I'm about to kill it.
She killed it. She nailed it to the cross. Like, she got it down.
She
and
really
I knew.
Did.
And what I loved was the last bit of choreography as well, going back to the couch, was like, she knew she nailed it. She's like, hell yeah, here we go. Home and hose, I'm going for it. And just nailed it with the frame, with the grace, with the beauty, with her posture, with her position. Sasha is doing a fantastic
yes.
job. About time we have him pro again. It's taken long enough. Well done, producers. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. And he's doing really well with his core. He's always really great. They're side by side. There's enough content mixed with enough side by side with and balanced it out, I thought, which was just perfect timing, just enough of each thing to showcase her little
exactly.
thing and the kicks and the musicality. And I'm so excited to see her go all the way and keep growing and growing and growing, because she loves it too.
Exactly.
You can see it in her face. She loves it.
And it shows
Sorry
in her performing. No, it shows in her performing.
I really enjoyed that performance.
Her footwork, like, it matched perfectly. I was watching and I was like, get it, Kim. Get it, Kim. Get it, Kim.
Yeah.
You know, it was super exciting for me. And I was just like, I wasn't sure. Like, I know Facts of Life is cool and everything. It's old school. It might be a little before some people's time. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was really excited to see her on point with Sasha every step of the way. What do you think, Darv?
I agree with what both of you guys said. And also just watching her from week one, week two, week three, the dances that she's had, she's nailed everyone. So she's not a one-trick pony
right.
here. We're looking at someone that has a real chance in this competition. And you, as Jules and you guys said, she really wants to be there. And that's awesome to watch. And watching Sasha with her, their connection and their partnership, mm-hmm. I did not expect to like this partnership. Just on paper, I'm not really too familiar with her, you know, I'm just a
right,
mom.
Right.
And I'm watching them. I love her. Her energy, her and Sasha together.
Yes,
fantastic.
The Wonder Twins.
And she
the
delivers
18.
Every time.
Carrie
yeah.
Ann called them the Wonder Twins. So definitely
I'm
on point.
I'm surprised and pleasantly, and I'm glad. It's really, really good. She, yeah, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, and Carrie Ann threw out her first 8 for the night with this one, giving them 22 out of 30. So I was happy with
no,
that.
No, awesome. Sash, keep going, buddy. You're doing good. And Kim, fantastic job.
Yeah.
100%.
Vaughn and Whitney with Contemporary. I want to throw that to you, Diva Darv. I want to get your take on this one first.
I feel like we're looking at God up there. Like,
God, is that you?
Here's the thing. I want to be as positive as I can be. However, I just feel like I'm seeing a lot of missed opportunities with this partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he is really capable, but yet there seemed to be such an awkwardness, and the partnership seems to, there seems to be a disconnect as far as I can see.
Yeah, I agree.
How did it look in studio? Because to me, it didn't translate on camera. Was that different in studio?
100%. Today, last night I had, we had TVs right next to us, which is actually really great because I can see straight away how things are looking on TV. And
Both in person.
Set, actually, it was great.
That's awesome.
And even in studio, it was like something was missing. And I don't know yet if they've had, you know, that spark and that click and that moment together where, you know, when you meet someone and then it takes like, it's just the honeymoon period.
Right.
You know? It might take them another week or another dance for them to really connect and get onto it. I feel like he's really capable. He's strong. Yeah, he's strong. So let's put a bunch of lifts in. But you have to connect the lifts to the execution of the entries and the exits within the dance and the content. All has to flow and mix together really, really well. And I just felt it was off.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like lift here, boom here. And I just didn't feel like the connection and the flow and the energy through the routine was showcasing what he could really do and what Whitney is capable of. She's a great dancer. So I feel like next week, I'm hoping to Lord we're going to see some dramatic improvement, and hopefully, I don't know, do you think he's enjoying it? I don't know if he's enjoying it.
Do you guys think he might be holding back a little bit because he's so big, or because of, you know, the difference between him and Whitney's size? Or
there is a huge difference as well. So I think for him, you know, he's used to dealing with being on the field,
right,
and you know that
and
energy
Bogart and everybody,
that aggression, and he's probably having to taper it in because he's probably thinking, I'm dealing with a like 100-pound girl in comparison to like a 250-pound dude,
right?
So I'm sure that to some extent must be in his brain, and he's not used to this.
Maybe
so
he's got to find the
very
right balance.
Different. But that being said, everybody's a fish out of water for the most part in
exactly.
this competition.
And it's week three. Okay, I'm being a bit hard, but I'm just saying what I saw, and I would like them to really get the connection with each other together. Not physical connection, but just I don't know if it's mentally being on the same page, but she says like he works so hard and she says he's really into it. So I really hope he is, and I hope he comes back and really smashes it out next week.
Yeah, this is the one where his shirt was off, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was a little distracted by that because I didn't know about his tattoos. But
yeah, it's pretty tatted up.
20 out of 30. 20
I thought he was wearing a shirt, to be honest with you.
Right,
but no.
Right.
Yeah.
A really tight shirt.
You know those fake tattoo shirts?
Yeah.
You know, the tassel over it?
Yeah. 20 out of 30. I was good with that score.
Yeah.
What did you think of the routine?
I liked it.
Is that the Gleb love it, like he loved everything, or is that like...
No, it's not. No, it's not. There were times where I felt like they were in sync on little moments, and then there were moments where I felt like it was a little choppy. Mm. So I enjoyed it for what it was worth, you know, most memorable year, that backstory, performance-wise, but like technicality-wise, it was okay.
Mm. It left me wanting more, to be honest. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, maybe once he finds that balance between, you know, like, I'm big, she's small, but I won't hold back too much, then maybe he'll give us more, hopefully. But moving along.
Swipe left. Next.
Marla and Tony. I really love Marla doing the jive.
Now.
Those legs are on fire. Tell me how it looked in studio.
Moly. Holy moly Marla. That's going to be
holy
my weekly
moly Marla.
Thing. Holy moly Marla. She killed that. Holy heck. I'm not going to swear.
On point.
She kicks and flicks and tricks.
Yeah,
and
those mama long legs.
I was so surprised.
Were you?
Tony, well done, brother. Well done. She's in it, too. Like, she was another underdog, I thought. I wasn't really... And she's staying in the same building as Keo and I. And we saw her in the elevator and the other day. And we're like, oh, how's it going? And Keo's like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, yeah, I think it's okay. I'm really enjoying, you know, I'm really enjoying
she's
this weekend.
She's such a good spirit.
Really enjoying. Girl, you killed it.
she's so modest.
Yeah, it was really... I was blown away. And then bless her, after the show, you know, was with Mark and a couple of people. And Mark was saying how she thought she didn't do very well. And
what?
Literally, we, like, stopped the car to, like, yell at her to say how well she did because...
I'm sorry?
Yeah, she thought she didn't do well. And we're like, well, what are you talking about, darling? You nailed that. Like, I'm so pleased and happy for her, and I loved her story with her daughter and the whole package and costuming looked great again. And
it was very happy setting. Stunning. It was perfect with the song choice.
And that's
happy.
Not easy. Jive for ladies is right. Not, like I've said before, you know, guys, we've got big legs generally and we kick the hell out of it and we have a speed and it's more guys. She kicks and flicks, like I said.
Side by side,
time and musicality. Okay, we can clean up bits and pieces like anyone can.
Right.
Jive week three as well. What the heck? Okay, Dee, what did you think?
I absolutely am so shocked by her. Yeah. I think she is absolutely fantastic. Her energy is off the charts. And that side by side that she's taken with Tony. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Like, great. The tricks that she's doing.
Right.
You know, she really is going for it. She's not just standing there and trying to get by. She's really giving it a great bash. And she's really killing it, nailing it.
And it was a jive all the way through. Shoulder. It was a jive all the
content.
Way through.
You can
like,
trust
no one had to
content.
Help her out and like, we'll take a break here and do something else and then get back into it. Like, it was a jive all the way through.
Nonstop.
And it was very empowering because the storyline about her and her daughter and, you know, once she got the divorce and she was like, it was actually a little better because I got to do what I wanted with, you know, my daughter, with the upbringing of my daughter. So it was very happy. And go Marla.
Moving along, Marla, 21. You're good, baby.
21 out of 30.
I'd be happy with that.
Sevens all across the board. Boom, pow. Next, we had another foxtrot, Antonio and Sharna. Who wants to go on this one first?
Jules, you go.
Me? Well, you know, I thought it was really good, like, a really safe, good routine for Foxtrot for this week. It's not easy, Foxtrot, for a man to learn. Trust me, it took me about 2 years to do it to timing. And the footwork and the leaves and the heels and the toes and the frame, just keeping that freaking head to the left and the right times and positions. It's really difficult, and I think he worked hard, and he tried. He really did try hard.
And I think another thing that was said by a lot of the judges, for everyone, is because this is most memorable year, there's a lot of emotions, there's a lot of excitement, and sometimes
sun,
that played.
Right. I mean, it was beautiful.
Right, so it's easy to kind of lose, you know, your framework a little bit, you know. And that, the beginning was very, very cute. When it started from his son's face and then moved to his, it was very warm and memorable. Like, you really love
it. I think he could be another underdog where maybe he had a little off week, not maybe the most perfect, but Foxtrot is so difficult. And he's got Sharna. I mean, hello. You know.
Jules, did you think that his butt needed to be a bit more under, though?
Like I said, technically, it's tough because also the height. So, yeah, I could say, you know, you need to tuck in a little bit more. But then you say, you know, tuck in a little more, but bend your knees more. Well, bend your knees and tuck your bum under and keep it for a whole entire dance. It is quite difficult. So there is that fine line. So I could say, yeah, you could tuck your butt in a little bit more, but then lower the frame, keep it head left, hour to hour, give her some more space. I mean, I thought all the guys kind of struggled a little bit with their framing this week as well, but...
he is agile, though, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
He's really fit. Moving, you know. The choreography is not stagnant whatsoever.
No.
Right. It's constant, and it's not just him kind of moving Sharna across the floor. Yes, he's being the frame, but there's a lot of footwork that I'm seeing in that routine, especially this week as well. On top of all the emotion of it and the fact that his son was there, which I loved, and I loved the ending too. I thought it was absolutely adorable. It won me over. I loved it.
That
and
package was beautiful too.
It was very beautiful. Well, there's that discrepancy between both the judges, Carrie Ann and Lynn, where Carrie Ann saw refinement and Lynn was like, I need more refinement. So I think it depends on how you feel, because I think Carrie Ann was more emotionally involved.
But Carrie Ann is. She's the emotional wreck. Lynn is the boring badass. And Bruno is just in his own world. So, I mean, you know, we need the three different. How boring would it be having three Carrie Anns on a panel? No one to watch
true,
the show.
True. So we got 20 out of 30 for them. And I'm looking forward to seeing him better. Yeah, I'm looking forward to him kind of just taking it by storm and improving every week.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So next we had Paige and Mark. Paso Doble.
Well.
I really like her. I think she's super spunky, and when she moves, I feel like it's spunky.
In England, we can't say spunky.
Oh, bad word.
It's okay. For our UK viewers, spunky means kind of like...
My apologies.
Like, you don't have to explain it.
Look, don't. I'm not going to. This is a family show.
Right.
I think she has a lot of energy, and I love watching her because I feel like she's super quick on her feet. And it showed so much strength, even though, like, obviously she is of strength because she's a UFC fighter. But it was my favorite dance style for her.
Well, what can I say? Mark, you know, he's a seasoned pro. And what I need to say about this is that from costuming to production to music to choreography, you have, like, you have a package, and the seasoned dancers know how to fill every pocket of that package, you know what I mean? So I thought every single box was ticked. And then after, you know, I'm at dinner with everyone, with Mark and Dee, I'm gonna quote, Derek, I'm gonna quote you. You know, Mark said, well, Len said it wasn't enough pasta, and Derek is absolutely right. Len is the ballroom guy.
Right.
You don't wear shoes, and you don't wear a pasta dress, you know, and you put it in a cage. Well, it's not really a paso, is it? But he has to say that. But my defense, I yelled out at Len after he said that behind him. And I'm like, it was full of paso content, Len. Get your eyes checked. Because it was full. The balance of choreography to the styling of, you know, taking the theme of the fighting was brilliant. And the camera angles when I was watching it on the TV, running around the cage. And then the hit and then the back. Everything was taken care of. And it was just a well-balanced, great routine. She nailed it. She got a little ahead of the music a little bit. And Mark had to literally grab her hand and be like, she was meant to go. He's like, no! And then go back to sorry, Darren.
But he did
and
it then, well.
And then she caught back up in it because she does go a little bit fast sometimes, you know. But nailed it. She is a very disciplined girl. And that is one of the bonuses. And I think they can definitely make it all the way. Like, I'm excited for them and Sasha and Lindsay. Oh, there's a lot of them.
Exactly.
Dee, over to you. Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, I totally agree. I mean, Mark sent me a rehearsal of that routine a couple of days prior. Yeah. And I was already beyond excited. And I said to him, dude, this is going to be rad, because I was watching it without the costuming, without the whole octagon and all of that. And I was already super excited for it. It just got me going. Like you said, it was such a good balance of putting the fighting elements in there.
But not overdoing it.
You know, with those kicks, as well as getting back into the paso. It was like you blinked and then you missed it, but you remembered what you saw, and then it was straight back into the paso. So it didn't overtake the routine as far as I was concerned. I just keep having this alarm go off. I'm not quite sure why. It really, for me, was just an explosive routine. I loved the whole concept of it too. Yes. I just thought it was just action-packed. Non-stop.
Exactly.
And like you said, the camera angles,
nailed.
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I was really, like, Paige is one to watch, and she's like a chameleon. Each week she just keeps coming out and adapting, just like a seasoned pro.
She is nothing so can get hard in herself and such a perfectionist.
Nothing can get in her
last
way.
Last week she danced with Alan. That wasn't even her partner.
Right.
This week she's back with Mark. It's like it's nothing.
That's and it sounds like she rehearsed with other people too. Like she didn't rehearse 24/7 with Mark.
Mark had
he could take it easy on it a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
and good on Mark for recovering and coming back strong. Looking freaking fit and fierce.
I know.
In shape. He's dancing really well. I mean, it's exciting. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they come out. They got a great song this week in Disney Weeks. So it's going to be cool. Moving along, we have to keep going, guys, because we're a little bit late.
23 out of 30, they got the first 2/8.
Could have been three eighths for me.
Exactly.
Should have been 3/8.
It should have been. Haters in the building sometimes. Next was Misha and Artem with the Samba. We can make this quick.
Davina?
Darvina?
We can make it real quick.
Yeah,
I mean,
actually,
I will say,
let's be positive. Her spirit was a lot brighter than last week.
She really tried. And I saw them after the show, and she was in, like, you know, she's like, you know, it is what it is. And I really tried, and, you know, it was hard. She found it really hard. But, you know, you're going that through a lot.
It's not for everybody. You know, we're not all going to be fantastic at it a few weeks in. So I understand that. Props where they're due, 100%. Right. It was just...
And I know it was
awkward to watch some of those packages, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, she found it tough. It's not easy, guys. When you're dealing with these people, with there's a lot going on in their head too. And you've got to get past that. And if you don't get past that quick enough in the beginning, then it can be so stressful with the time frame that you have. You're limited to what you can do. And Artem really tried, and I know he did. And I was talking to him a lot this week. And you know, she came out, she nailed it. She tried to get through it and had the friends and everyone, the troop in there, and she was having fun with the troop.
Did you think that was a little dig, or what do you feel? Because she said, yeah, I had a lot of fun dancing with the troop. And then she was like, well, no, I had fun
with him. That's her. She's like deadly serious. That's just how she is.
Okay.
You know, and I think also coming across, sometimes people don't understand that.
Okay.
But she, you know, she's lovely, but it was, you know, good job, Misha. Sorry it wasn't 18, for you.
I was really happy that she tried. She didn't go out. At least she didn't go out with that attitude that she had last week.
Yeah, no, she really tried to turn that around.
So I was very happy to see that.
I'm glad she turned that around for her.
18 out of 30.
18. See you later, but thank you very much for coming.
Yes, Swan Yay Yay and Lindsay with the waltz.
Oh, yeah. Now.
Go.
Amazing. Lindsay, you little rocket, you. I love you, babe. What a fantastic routine. I mean, everything was jam-packed, full again. Her choreography since last season has been absolutely phenomenal. Again, his frame was his head was a little bit to the right a lot. And, you know, when you're in ballroom frame, your head should be over your collarbone, looking to the left. You know, you can have counter positions or whatever, but it was turning, if I'm being real technical, guys. And then the arms and, you know, but generally, freaking fantastic. Feet a little bit, like, clanging around. Mm-hmm. I'm getting real technical because I know it's going to go a long way.
Right, but, you got to.
But she did a fantastic job. The song and the costume, and again, yes. I love that red was dope. She looked beautiful. The finale with the whole thing.
They really became one with the music for me.
I thought it was beautiful.
They became one with the music for me, for sure. Diva Darve, what do you think?
Well, that song was a cappella as far as, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and they recreated it.
So all of what we were, you know, the timings, those syncopations were being created, and that excitement through their dance and their dance alone.
Yeah.
Which is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Like that's
what really enhanced
it. Crazy to me. Yeah. You know, it's not like you've got boom, boom, pow, and they're going boom, boom, pow. Like, they're creating that on their own. Right. So that was fab. I love his spirit.
Yes.
And
he just stood there like this the whole time. Like, the judges, even if they were telling him something that wasn't really good, he just didn't care. He was just so happy that he nailed that routine, and I think he's having a really great time as he's doing it.
And he wanted to make his bros proud, and I'm sure they were beyond proud. They were the Rockets
even,
red glare.
When he gives an arm, he's like, arm. Like, yes. He gives everything he has. Whether, you know, it's 100% correct in terms of technicality, you see that he leaves it all on the dance floor, and that's all you can ask for as a viewer. You just want to know that person wants to be there, and they're committing to being there 100%.
Mm-hmm. 100, for
and
sure.
Him and Lindsay together, that is what you can see, a great partnership. When you see, that is no awkwardness. That is 100% two people on the same page.
Connected.
Fully respecting his teacher. She appreciates his dedication. And together, when they come on the dance floor, all that hard work shows.
Right.
Well-constructed routine. Stood up, whacked it around the floor. Nailed the timing.
Yes.
Well done, guys.
We got
beautiful.
Our first 8 across the board of the night with this performance. 24 out of 30. Well, well deserved. And moving on to our last duo, Niall and Peeta. I love Niall. I've always loved Niall. I've worked with him. When people say he, you know, it's unexpected, and I expect him to know everything he sets his mind to because I've watched him do it firsthand.
Right.
So,
okay.
You know, I hold it high because I know he's going to do it. And right. I was happy with this performance. I think I like seeing him do quicker steps.
Right,
quicker faster routines.
Well, here's the thing. Is that when you're dancing slowly, we can see all the mistakes a lot more.
Right.
When you're not a professional. So when you're moving fast around that floor, obviously it's it looks a lot better to the eye. And you can't see the little technical difference.
And when it's slower, that's more, he has to think more as far as timing because he can't hear the breaks and the pauses. So, you know, I think it's a little more work for them as a partnership when it's slower. But I still want him to get good at
song. Carrie Ann, comment about... You work on your musicality. That's like saying to Amy Purdy, work on your footwork, please. She has no feet. He can't hear. What are you talking about? When she said that in the studio yesterday, I actually yelled out to her, too. I said, Carrie, what the hell are you talking about? She turns around. She said, I didn't mean it like that. I'm like, oh, well, what did you mean it like? It's like telling someone with no teeth to whiten your teeth. Well, I don't have any.
Work on your smile.
Like, what are you talking about? But apparently, you know, she covered herself up after and she didn't mean it like that. I get it. And I talked to Pete and I just said how amazing they did. And she goes, yeah, babe, I just couldn't slow him down. Like, I mean, how can you slow him down? I mean, he is fit too. And you can be fit and strong and whack, move these girls around the floor and they cannot slow you down. Once you're off, you're off. And he's a guy that she has to get him ready to go. And then once he goes to the end.
Yeah.
She has the signals, but you can't slow him down. She said she could not stop him and slow him down. So yeah, got a little rough, little full on, I thought, for Tango.
Yeah.
I would like a little, like Len said, with like a little like stillness in there a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the staccato to carry on again, just so we can enjoy that moment of maybe something and then take off. But he is really in it. And he's, I was kind of about to say listening well, but he is getting that information.
He's filling it well.
He's applying it really, really well. I mean, I can't believe how well he is doing. I don't know if he's had dance experience before or if he's just really naturally coordinating like that. But man, he's doing fantastic. I'm really proud of Pete too. She looked beautiful last night too.
Yes, gorgeous.
Stunning.
Jules, I have a question for you. So you said that they're using signals. So is there breaks in the routine? Like, so she has, you know, 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 within the routine whereby he knows that they're checkpoints or whatnot?
I haven't asked Pete. I might ask her next week if I get back on the show. I'll back to AfterBuzz next week. I'll find out because that's a good question. But I just know that she kind of said, like, she cannot stop him once it kind of goes. It's really tough. And I know that there's like hand signals and this and that, but
and touches. And...
But also, you stop for too long, you can't even hear that music. I mean,
he can feel it a little bit. Can you feel it from a beat? Like, can you feel the bass while you were in studio? Can you feel it?
I was trying to feel, yeah.
Because I'm wondering, because I know normally that's how he does everything else is feeling the bass as far as music, but. It might be different actually having a partner. And
do you know what I might do this week, guys? I might actually literally blindfold and put something in my ears and just dance and get someone to lead me through some routine and just try and figure out how that feels.
Maybe.
Could be really interesting to see.
He's really good with filling it, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He did a music video and he had more rhythm and rhyme and beats than one of the models that actually could hear. I'm not going to name any names, but
unbelievable.
He was more on beat than some of the other models. So.
Unbelievable.
I'm not going to lie.
It feels different in studio, too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried
about. I'm not going to lie. Everything started and I just was like, you know, there's no Derek, there's no Julianne, there's no Emma Slater, there's no... Britt's not there. There is a different feeling, and I don't know if it's a good or if it's a bad, but there is definitely a different feeling and with the casting this year, and I don't know yet. It's too early to tell for me to be like if it's a good or bad thing. I don't know. I wonder what you guys at home are feeling. Tweet me. Let me know what you think about how the show looks or feels to you. Maybe it looks great, and you know you don't feel the difference. I'm interested to generally know what people are thinking out there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I would say for me, it feels more like it's anyone's game this season.
Right.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, it's open.
Well, it feels very that way. There's a lot of talent on that dance floor.
Yeah, it's
and
very
for various
open.
Different reasons, and there's lots of different stories. I don't know if it's just me thinking this, but usually I feel like there's one person where you're like, oh, that person's gonna win, but. It's like you think that, and then you're like, oh, but that
game.
Person, and then Wanye, and then and then Niall, and then Paige, and then it just
Kim,
keeps going.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they got their first nine. We got the first nine, giving them 25 out of 30. I want to skip predictions and get into some glistening jewel treats. Let everybody know. Let everybody know what you're up to, what they can expect from you when they see you again, all that good stuff.
Well, guys, it's been absolutely crazy beginning of the year coming back off tour with dancing. I actually opened a dance studio. So there's been a crazy lot of prep for that. It's called The Studio, studiocity.com.
Okay.
So check us out. We've got a landing page right now. It's just in Studio City in LA. Come along, guys, come check us out. Some of you know as well before that we have our Slapsies going on. So we are online selling our Slapsies. We got all different colors, pink. I've got the charcoal ones, guys. Look at slapsy.com. And then promo code is Jules. Slapsy.
Ooh.
And when you don't wear them, they slap on your wrist, in case you haven't seen. So they'll plug that. I'm gonna wear them right now.
Those are dope.
Slapsy.com. We've got six different colors out there. You get a little discount with Jules Slapsy. I'll tweet it out later. And second half of the year, there's a lot of exciting projects which I can't see yet, but I will know really, really soon, so I can't wait to tell everyone about it.
Before I ended, I forgot to. I mean, we all know who went home, but we all know why she went home, right? I don't have to talk about.
I think it's quite clear.
Okay, cool. So moving along. Speaking of the stuff that you have coming up that you can't talk about, just let everybody know where they can stalk you and
you
find
can
out the information.
Stalk me, West 6th Street. Oh no, I'm just joking. at Jules JULZ Talker TOCKER. That's across the board. Insta. Twitter.
Snappy.
Snapchat. I'm getting better at my snaps, guys. I'll be honest. I'll be snapping a little bit more. Facebook, Jules Talker. Come check out the studio. The studio, studiocity.com and slapsy.com. There's a lot going on.
Yes. No, that's why we need to take this time. We need to just skip predictions because everybody's good across the board. Diva Darv, let everybody know where they can find you.
Knightsbridge, London.
You guys. Oh, so many things I can say to you right now, Stool Talker. Not being live. Guys, you can find me at Diva Darv on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat.
Oh, snappity snap.
Yes, and thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being in the building, Jules.
Thank you for having
and
me.
Writing
Hope
us
to
up.
Be back.
Yes, please come back.
Thank you.
Just keep coming, okay?
Sorry, guys, it was short today. I know it was a short show. We'll be on it for next time.
Yeah, of course. Like always. I'm your girl, Robin with the V, McSweeney, and you can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y, all over the place. Take care and see you guys next week.
Peace out, guys. Thank you.
You guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.